so many times, and we're going to talk more about this in this hour, and we're going into the book of Proverbs for some wisdom here, and we're going to start in Proverbs 3. But, Nan, there's so many times that people are so skeptical that God can supernaturally change their situation. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's just a human behavior.
It is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's human. It's human. It's normal. Don't beat yourself up, audience, if that's you.
Right. You know, I mean, and that's what Satan wants you to do, too, is beat yourself up. You know, we just have to arise above that.
Right.
We have to realize that that is for me. That is for me.
God is for you. Yes.
You know.
Amen. And so often we get so drugged down by our issues that we forget that God loves us and he's really there for us.
Well, I've noticed in times of ministry throughout the years, people, they like to identify themselves with that, whatever they have, whatever's going on. They become, I don't know if I can say this right, they become that.
You know?
I mean, like if they have, if something's going on with them, they have a particular illness, they say, I am whatever, instead of saying, I have whatever.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, some people like to waller. We've seen this. In their calamities. That's not what God wants.
No.
You know,
no.
If we offer, as we were talking the first show, offer Thanksgiving with praise to him for what he's doing in our life, and he will move in those situations.
Oh.
We've got to not want to just totally let that be me. Let me identify. That's me. That's who I am. But you can rise above that and be greater in him.
Oh,
and
amen.
You know.
We got a lot to talk about in this new hour here, and we're going to do that in the book of Proverbs. But, Nan, would you tell our audience about our prayer team, our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com, and why should they write prayer requests to that email?
The prayers get answered.
There you go. That's a bell ringer. My gosh, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, keeps a list of all these praise reports. And they're huge, the things that God's doing in people's lives right now.
It's
been this way for a while, but still.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see that. You know, the prayers, you know, someone emails in, I have this prayer request. They email the prayer request, and one of the three, either Pastor Jim, Shell, or Betty, pick that up off there. They take that prayer request. They put a prayer with it. It usually inclusive of scripture in there.
Right.
And send that out to everyone who's on the prayer team. And that gets us in unified way of praying.
That's right.
A certain way for that prayer request. And God has moved. We have seen God move. Like I said, Pastor Jim keeps track of all this stuff. And we have seen just God move in very serious situations. You know, he's moved.
prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're in our 15th year as a ministry, 10th year on the radio every Sunday afternoon. And we're on the radio on Thursday nights. Tell me about that show, because that's with me, my other name, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzoni. Tell us what that show's all about.
Well,
Go
it's
Yard. Kind
of, it's like a life coaching
Go
show.
Go Yard.
Go Yard. And you guys hit on all kinds of subjects. You've been going for 2 years now, haven't you?
A little over
2 years. And so that's a lot of shows out there.
Right.
And if people want to hear some of them, besides listening on Thursdays at 6:05, they can also catch them off the website.
GoYard2014.org, O-R-G. It's not a .com like Beacons. It's a .org. So it's GoYard2014.org. GoYard means hitting a home run. And that's what we're all about on that show with life coaching. Dr. Angel, who's also one of our radio contributors here on this show, now on the radio team, she is a PhD and licensed mental health counselor. So there's a whole lot of good, sound advice that happens on that show. And we just did a series on understanding dysfunctional families. That was really good. We did a great show last Thursday night, and it was one of those shows where we totally winged it, and like this show where we don't plan, we just wait, you know, and it was on gratitude, and it was called A Giving Heart. And we're talking about our heart here today. And if you missed that show, go to our website, or actually go to the Tan Talk podcast here, tantalknetwork.com. and look at the podcasts and go to Go Yard and catch that show from last Thursday night, A Giving Heart. I think it's one of the best shows we've done, and it really talked about what goes on the inside of a person's heart, not just attitudes, but so much more. So A Giving Heart, last Thursday night show, and go to tantalknetwork.com and go to podcasts and go to Go Yard. You listen, and it's a blessing, I know, to you and to a lot of our people, this show.
It is. The subjects are right on with what people deal with today.
Right.
It's not some far-fetched way out. It's like, to use that term, get down, get dirty with the situation.
Right, sure, we do.
And show how, I mean, in the midst of whatever the topic is, in the midst of if someone's going through that, you always let them know how they can go through that and come out shining.
There you
with
go.
God's help.
That's,
you know,
right.
You managed to put that in there.
Yeah.
You know, sound principles that are necessary to be able to defeat whatever happens to be going on
Absolutely.
In their life at the time.
Life coaching show. And we're also blessed every weekend to be on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. That's four words, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. At 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, this show is played again. Like, today's show will be this Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And at noon on Saturday and Sundays, you can hear the current Go Yard show right after our Living the Good Life show. So great way to catch shows that you've missed. And that is StarcomRadioNetwork.com.
You know, what's cool about that is, you know, say you're having problems going to sleep or having problems sleeping
right.
or whatever. Get up, plug in one of those on the internet and listen to that, you know, and that's a good way to use the time if you're not going to sleep.
Well, you know, we've talked about this because you've done this many times. When you go to our website, we've got probably 400 and some shows there. We've done 500 and some shows, but we've got probably 400 and some on our website. It's huge. So you just go to www.bohmglobal.com. And pull up radio broadcasts and start listening. And there's just so much teaching and great music and chat. And these shows will bless you. They'll bless you.
They will. They have me.
They have you.
They have
All right.
you.
Amen. Let's go to this song. It's an old one, but it's really good. The Potter's Hand. And then we're going to talk about that on the other side. The Potter, of course, is God in our lives.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hand, crafted into your perfect plan. You gently
captured by you.
God. We give our lives to the molding of God, God's Holy Spirit being the potter in our lives, leading us, guiding us, changing us from the inside out. Man, did God give you a poem during that song?
He did.
Go ahead.
I am the potter, you are the clay. Child, I do know what is happening. Just as I've helped you in the past, you will be okay in this situation. I am making you into a beauty. I am the potter moving in your life. Everything will be okay, child. You'll make it through your strife. I desire your thanksgiving to me. Always believe that I'm in control. I am the potter who loves you. I am the one who makes you whole.
Oh, that's so good.
You know, when we're talking about earlier, you know, the potter and everything, you know, many of us have heard that, you know, talk about the tapestry.
Right.
You know, and when a tapestry is being made, if you look on the underside, it doesn't look very nice. Everything's crossing over everything, and, you know, and so it goes. But when you look at the top side,
wow,
it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, you know, little blanket or whatever it is. It's a tapestry that hang on the wall. My mom crochets, and she has crocheted some afghans, and if you look on the backside, and she's a neat crocheter, let me tell you, she's really particular with her crocheting, but still, under the underside, if you were to look at that, you couldn't see how that could be a beautiful thing. But when you look on the top,
right,
when she's done and finished with it, she has a very beautiful piece there, and that's the way it is with us. When at the end of our road, when we're, you know, everyone will see that beauty, you know.
And I think you're absolutely right. And I think this goes perfectly with Proverbs 3:5. There's a few verses here in Proverbs 3:5, 6, and 7 that are kind of been my life verses. I've used these many times in books I've written. They're just there. And I love it in the Message Bible, Proverbs 3:5, trust God, because that's what we're talking about. When we can give God thanks, no matter what it looks like in our lives, remember we just said during this first hour, what comes after Thanksgiving? The peace of God. And so as we trust God from the bottom of our heart, don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God and run from evil. I want to stop right there for a minute. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. We can run into Christians who say, oh, yeah, I trust God. But they don't live it. Mm-hmm. They can give it lip service, but when it comes to putting it into practicality, they aren't able to give God thanks in the midst of the crisis. They're just so consumed with worry and fear. And if you are just now tuning in, you're going to have to go back and listen to part one of this show today. And that was the first hour. It'll be up on the podcast tomorrow and you can catch it. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen to God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Talk to me about all that, Nan. It's such good stuff.
It is good stuff. Well, those scriptures also have played a very important part in my life.
Cool. Cool.
I have created some, like, stationery that's at the bottom of it.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's at the bottom, those two scriptures. And I was going through a time, and the Lord kind of led me to get a ring that said trust, because he was dealing with me about some trusting of him and some things. And
there you go.
So I got on eBay and started looking for a ring that said trust. Couldn't have found a more perfect ring.
Really?
It says trust, and it says that first scripture.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, that's the one to get, you know, and I wear it. And there's many times I see it. Obviously, it's on my hand. I wear it all the time. And it's like, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding.
Right.
So that is a visual to me many times over in a day. To trust God.
Boy, that's
good.
You
know, and it was just so cool. I couldn't have made a better ring than what he had already for me. And we need to learn. I mean, trusting is difficult at times.
It is
difficult. It's not necessarily easy. Sometimes it's easier and sometimes it's not. But we need to trust at all times.
Trust God from the bottom of your heart. I love that in the Message Bible. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. And I think that's where a lot of people mess up, that they feel like it's almost like they have permission, like a license to be worried and anxious and fearful because the situation is so bad and they understand how bad the situation is. But that being true does not take into account the greatness of God and trusting that he has an answer and he's going to pull it all together and put you in the right place, right time, worth the right person, right job, whatever the case may be.
I know there's been times in my life when I felt like things should go a certain direction.
Oh, sure. Join the club.
And they didn't. They didn't go that direction. They went his direction.
Exactly.
And you can look back and say, boy, am I glad it didn't go my direction. You know? I mean, then we realize that would have not been best for us. He knows what's best for us. And that's where the trust needs to come in, because he knows what's best for us.
Absolutely. Was it you or Nathan said earlier in the first part of the show about being careful? I think it was you. Who you associate with and what you listen to. Talk to me more about that, because I think that's a big problem here. I think that God addresses that here in verse 5 of Proverbs 3 when he says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. In other words, it's got to be real. It's got to be coming from the inside of you, not just lip service. It's got to be something that wells up within you. Okay, my God can see me through this. I will not stress. I will fight stress. I will fight anxiety. I will fight worry. I will fight fear. I will not give in to those things. I am going to trust God from the bottom of my heart. Talk to me.
You said it very well. I mean, you're on fire in there, Pastor.
I know. I believe this. I live this.
I know you do. You know, people who listen to this show are on all different levels of spiritual
sure.
level.
Sure,
you know?
Of course.
And some people who maybe haven't been saved for a very long time, haven't been around church hardly their life, you know, their level of trust, if they just trust him for the small things, and that's where we kind of start, whatever level we're at, you know,
right.
And like you can have a greater trust in things than I have because you've been around longer serving the Lord than I have.
Are you saying I'm older than you?
I'm saying that you
that
have a
I'm
greater
level. That I'm older
than
you. Yes,
just,
you are
just
saying
a wee
that.
Bit.
Nathan, too.
Just, yeah. Yes, him, too.
Wow.
But, you know, we learn. And as we trust, and we're like, wow, look what God did.
Right.
And then the next time we trust and like, wow, look what God did.
Exactly.
And it keeps growing and growing. And, you know, that's how, you know, some people kick back and say, well, say, look at Pastor Marcia. Look at her level of faith. Yeah, but they don't know what all you've gone through to get to that level of faith.
That's
you know?
Exactly
I mean, they
right.
don't know what your steps. They don't know
right.
what you've been through to be to that level. But, you know, everyone just needs to start at wherever they are.
Absolutely.
I'm at this level here. I need help with this,
and
God,
not
and
compare
trust.
Yourself to somebody
no.
else, because you just don't try to figure it out on your own. I love that in the Message Bible. Don't try to figure it out on your own. But we are so prone to do that as humans. We want to figure it out. And listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one that will keep you on track. I have heard so many people through all my years of pastoring that say, I don't hear from God. You do, Pastor, but I don't. No, everybody can hear from God that is a child of God. It says in John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice. And go to John 10, like the first 10 verses of that chapter. And this is Jesus talking, and the sheep are us, those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. The sheep are us. And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. So when we hear people say, I don't hear from God, but you do. Well, are you a born-again Christian? Yes. Do you love Jesus? Yes. Have you asked him to come and live on the inside of you? Yes. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Yes. Do you believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead? Yes. Okay, you are all of that. You're a sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Quit saying, I don't hear God talking. Because you do. Sometimes we don't want to hear what he has to say. That may be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this song by the Katinas, Eagle's Wings.
Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you.
On eagle's wings, as I say, come take over. Come live in me, all my life take over. That's what it's all about. You know, dear listener, if you are new to all of this, if this is like, wow, you mean God really does care about every aspect of my life, my concerns, my worries? Just listen to what the Word of God says right here. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Proverbs 3:5. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one that will keep you on track. And it says, don't assume you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Going on, your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all this. And those are verses 5 to 12 in Proverbs chapter 3. Nan, what I am reading here is when we really are doing this, trusting God from the bottom of our heart, not trying to figure out everything on our own, listening for God's voice in everything we do, running to good and running away from evil, it affects our body. It says it right here in Proverbs 3. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Whoa. Talk to me.
Well, I mean, speaking personally here, you know, I've had that happen. If I'm under the stress of what is the stressor for me, which is certain aspects of my job, and I stress and I stress and I stress and I stress, I start having abdominal issues.
Sure.
I start having physical stuff happening to me, getting sick in the morning, everything because of the stress. But on the times when it's like, okay, I'm offering praise to God, I'm offering thanksgiving to God, I trust him with all that's within me. I trust him. I don't have those issues.
Right. That is exactly right. Mm. And it's a matter of realizing he wants to be involved in every area of our lives. Let's go to verse 18 of Proverbs chapter 4. Now, turn over one more chapter here. Proverbs 4:18. I'm reading in Message Bible. The ways of right living people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. Hey, that's pretty cool. Nan, the longer we live, the brighter we're going to shine.
Ooh.
How does that feel?
That sounds pretty good.
But the road of wrongdoing gets darker and darker. Travelers can't see a thing. They'll fall flat on their faces. Look at verse 20 of Proverbs 4. Dear friend, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live, really live. Body and soul, they're bursting with health. Now we're talking about how the Word of God affects our daily lives and the health of our minds and our bodies. We started the first hour of the show was all about our minds and how when we actually do present our request to God with thanksgiving, then peace settles down on us and stress, anxiety, worry have to take a back seat. Talk to me.
And we need to want it to take a back seat.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and what I was trying to say earlier, some people get delight out of getting able to share with everybody that's in church or everybody that's in their family or everybody that's in their circle of friends about, I have this going on. And many times people, they take it to a level that they're not trying to trust God. They're not trying to want him to move in the situation. They just want to be able to bellyache about what they're going through. Now, that does not mean you don't share with people. You share with people who will pray for you, who will uphold you in prayer. That's the ones you need to share with. There's nothing wrong with sharing. That's not what I'm trying to say. But it's who you share things with.
And the importance you place on it, the priority in your life, I guess is what I'm trying to say, the priority it plays in your life. Everybody's going to have physical issues from time to time, mental issues, emotional issues, but it's what we do with those things. Do we do what the scripture is talking about here, and do we allow the light of God's presence in our lives to refocus us? You know, it says in Philippians 3 that letting go of what lies behind, I press on, you know. I press on in this walk with God. I want to learn his ways. I want to be more like him. I don't want to be preoccupied with my illnesses and my issues and that kind of stuff. I've just noticed lately two things, and I said this on Thursday night's show with Dr. Angel, one thing I've noticed everywhere I go in restaurants is that people are sitting having dinner together and not looking at each other, not talking. I see this a lot. They're looking at their own personal phone and communicating with the outside world. That's one thing I notice that is disturbing. And the other thing I notice as tables are pretty close in our Tampa Bay area, you can hear people pretty well. I hear people talking about illness, pain, and awful health issues constantly. And I don't know why I've noticed this more lately. Maybe it's because I need to vocalize it right now on the show. That when we are concentrating on all of the yuck and the bad stuff that happens, and we all have pain, we all have issues, we all have things that we have to go to the doctor for. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm saying do go to the doctor and stay healthy and eat right and exercise and all that. Drink water. All of that stuff. I'm saying all that. But it's what we dwell on that gets us in trouble, Nan. That's what I want to talk about. What do we dwell on?
Well, when you were saying about the people with them cell phones, we've come to a society that we're engaged more with all this external stuff, that we're keeping an eye on things on Facebook is priority for some people.
It is.
And that they would sit there and do that instead of carrying on conversation with a person. I was in a restaurant, and I was sitting there, and there was a son and a daughter, a mother and son, it looked like. They both were on their cell phones. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
That's what
so
I mean.
So I snapped a picture without them knowing it. So they left. I'm still eating. Two guys come up, sat down. They both got on their cell phones. I said, what is with that booth? You know, I took that picture and I blacked out their faces so no one could see their faces and posted on Facebook and said, what have we come to?
I didn't know you had done that because I haven't been on Facebook much lately. That's great. That's my point. That's my point.
And, you know, I mean, it's what our priority is.
It's where our heart is and our priorities. If our heart is, you know, I love that. Come live in me, all my life take over. Those two lines from that song, Eagle's Wings by the Katinas. When we are saying, God, I want you to take over my thought life. I want you to give me a purpose, reason for living. I want you to so invade my thoughts that I am thinking your thoughts. I am caring about people and what they're going through, and I'm praying. I'm sitting in an attitude of gratitude. I have a grateful heart. I you know, all of those things. God wants to change us from the inside out, and I think that a lot of people are just so angry. We just saw this through our election. It seemed like there was a lot of anger and a lot of rhetoric that was not very pleasant, and I think that the world in general is frustrated, is angry, whatever. And it's because our focus, you mentioned a minute ago, our focus is not on the things of the Lord like it needs to be, and the Word of God and how the Word brings healing and restoration to hurting lives, which is our slogan for Beacon of Hope.
Sounds familiar.
Where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives.
Amen. There again, we live below, and I've said it at the first show, we live below where we could live.
Right, we
spiritually,
do.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
By not accepting, by not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be praising the Lord. We're supposed to offer thanksgiving to Him. We're supposed to trust Him. And the greater amount of time you trust Him, the greater you grow in the Lord.
Right.
Because you're trusting Him.
That's exactly right.
You're trusting Him, you know?
And when we're trusting Him, things don't seem as bad as they do when we're not. You want to talk about that?
Payroll seems a lot easier when I'm trusting Him and looking to Him. It's like we see through a fog. We see something going on in our lives and we see it through a fog. And when we praise the Lord and we offer thanksgiving to Him and when we trust Him, that fog begins to lift.
It does. And I've known a lot of people, and we said this earlier about worry, but it's about all kinds of stuff in our life. that feel like they have to worry, because if not, who's going to do that for them? Who's going to I've known people who have said, well, I have to worry because it shows I care about you. Okay. And yet, how about changing that to, I'm trusting God for your situation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I'm refusing to worry. Well, you're not upset about it. Like, I want you to be upset about it. No, I'm trusting God for you and for this situation. And I refuse to let your situation or my situation pull me down in the depths of anxiety and worry and confusion and fear and all that stuff. I refuse to let it win.
We have to just be determined. We need to make up our mind with determination that this is what we want and that we will trust
Him. It is a decision.
It's a decision. I mean, it's up to the individual. Someone may be listening now or at a later time to this show, and, you know, they don't really realize, but they are grasping now that they need to make a decision and right. trust God. And it's, the two go hand in hand.
They do.
But, I mean, but you can do it. They
can
do it.
You can do it. That's the whole thing.
I say to the listener, you can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Oh, I love it. Because when we realize that God is the one that will pick up the pieces and figure it out and put the right puzzle pieces together, it takes a burden off of us, Nan. We have to, we so often get so, how am I going to do this? What am I going to do? And we get ourselves wrapped up into a tizzy, right? I mean, we do.
Right, we do. And that's why you need to watch who you surround yourself with, because...
Oh, back to that point, and that's a good one. Boy, that's a good one.
I'm really on that one today. I don't know why, but, you know...
I'm on what comes after Thanksgiving.
Okay, there you go.
And you're on, who do you hang out with anyway?
Exactly. I mean, you might say, well, it's my family. Well, you know, sometimes it gets sticky when it's family members, you know, and that are there, you know. But you could choose your friends.
That's right.
You can choose your church people. You may
That's
be
right.
in church and with 1,000 people. You can pick out the 5 that are in your Bible study and that you know hear from God and you know serve the Lord and you know that
right.
trust God. There's the ones you need to share with. But watch out who you're hanging with.
Well, it is very easy for the devil to get in and deceive us through well-meaning people. You know what I mean?
Yes.
People that want to commiserate with us. Want to make us, oh, I'm so sorry. That's horrible. What are you going to do? This is terrible. You know what I mean? We have a lot of people, we all do in our lives, that will respond that way, that'll make us feel sorry for ourselves, when that's not what God wants us to do, feel sorry for ourselves.
That's not what God desires.
Right.
You know, He desires us to trust Him, as it says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
It does.
Trust Him.
So, what do we do when we're surrounded with people like that? Nan, talk to me. Give us some advice for our audience.
Which kind of people? The positive or the negative?
The negative stuff. The negative. The crapola.
We need to sever ties with those people. If they're going to pull us down, if they're going to, you know, not be uplifting for us, and you may have known them for 15 years, but maybe you need to spend less time and eventually... just cut them out. I mean, that sounds harsh, but it's for your own well-being.
Right.
You need people around you who trust God like you trust God, and
That's
trust
right.
God and believes God is going to move in situations for you. Just cut those people out of your life. You know, they're well-meaning and you love them and they love you, but you don't need to be around a continual situation of negativity.
And what that means really is be sure that you pick carefully those who you value their opinion. You know what I mean? Because so many people, their opinion really is like a Debbie Downer type thing, mm-hmm. you know, just pulling you down, making you feel sorry for yourself. Because when we end up in a place of self-pity, that's exactly where the devil wants us also. He wants us to feel sorry for ourselves so that we get our eyes off of Jesus and the power, the miracle working power mm-hmm. that God's word has in it. It's alive. God's word mm-hmm. is alive. And so when we stay out of the word and we listen to the advice or the misery of others, we lose sight of how powerful God is. Therefore, we have to play this song again, the one we started the show with, Let the Peace of God Reign. we've got to do it again. I got to hear it again. And here we go. By Hillsong. Get it down on the inside of you. Oh, I love this song. Listen to that again. That is a great song. Let it rain. Rise up within me. Let the life of God rise up within me. It's got to be a part of our will. You know, it's got to be so important to us to be thinking the thoughts of God, to be on the page, the right page with the Word of God, what the Word says about our situation, whatever that may be. We have got to be in the right frame of mind so that we can get the answers we need to life's problems. Talk to me.
Sometimes people may think it's difficult to get in that frame of mind, and sometimes it is. But, you know, through that, God will help you, and His power will show through. His goodness will show through. Right. His greatness will show through. You know, and anyone, wherever they are at, they can trust God.
Yeah.
Like we've I was mentioning earlier, just right everywhere, whatever level they're at, just trust God. Whatever's happening in your life, trust God.
Trust God.
Just continue to trust God. Read these scriptures. You know, I just thought of something, and I haven't done it yet. I need to get focused and do it. But at the school, I told you about this, at the school, they take pictures, even of the staff, and that's how we get our little ID badges we're supposed to wear. Well, amongst that, they gave us prints. They gave us a 5x7, and they gave us 27 little wallet-sized pictures. And I thought, what am I going to do with 27 wallet-sized pictures? You know, these days and age, we carry our pictures around on our phones and show them out of our gallery. And,
right.
You know, who needs a picture? And all of a sudden, it hit me. I'm going to take, and I did buy the index cards. I'm going to take and tape my picture to each of the index cards and write a scripture.
There you go. That's good.
You know, I am the chosen of God. I am the I ams all throughout the scripture.
Yeah.
I can trust God. I do trust God. I feel the Lord's prayer, whatever, and tape them up. You know, of course, I live by myself, so I can tape them wherever I want to and no one will get upset. You know,
right.
Sometimes you can't necessarily do that if you have a bunch of people around. You know, they don't want that all over the place. I can put them all over the place I want to.
That's great. That's a great declaration.
You know, and then that way it keeps it mindful.
That's right.
In front of me of, you know, I am the child of God.
Amen.
I am the one who can trust my God. I do trust my God.
Exactly.
Whatever, you know.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That takes us perfectly to verse 23 of Proverbs 4. In the Message Bible, keep vigilant watch over your heart. So that's a great way to do that. What you just said, put your picture there, put your verse, whatever it is, and this is what I'm trusting God. This is who I am. Mm-hmm. Keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where life starts. It's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I say, if you did not listen to last Thursday night's Go Yard show, go to this network, tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcast, go to Go Yard, and listen to that show, A Giving Heart, because it is really going to bless you. Keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Avoid careless banter, white lies, and gossip. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all sideshow distractions. Boy, that's saying, in other words, pay attention every day, guys. Watch your step, and the road will stretch out smooth before you. Look neither right nor left. Leave evil in the dust. How many times have you been in a hurry? I have been in a hurry. You're running into the grocery for something. You miss the curb, you fall. I mean, it doesn't happen very often, but I mean, I've seen people that fall. They're just in a hurry. They're not looking where they're going. Mm-hmm. They're not watching, you know? We need to pay attention to what God is doing in our lives and say, God, today when I get up, I want to be more full of you than ever before. I want your peace to reign and rule in my heart in greater measure. I want you, God, to do the makeover in me that needs to be done. Whatever is needed to be done, I want that to happen. That's keeping vigilant watch over your heart, don't you think, Nan?
Yes. Yes.
And so often, I mean, it says right here in this verse, that's where life starts, in your heart. You know, how do they know when they do a sonogram on a pregnant mom? They're looking for a heartbeat. They're listening to the heartbeat, right? They're not looking to see how long the leg is or the arm is. They're looking for the sound of the heartbeat because that signifies life. And so often we have our hearts pretty screwed up and messed up, and we don't even realize it, that our priorities have changed and we are not focusing on our relationship with God.
Yeah, you know, you were talking about the baby. I remember the excitement that first time when they did a sonogram and I heard Bradley's heart.
Right, yes.
That was such an exciting moment.
Right.
You know, and it's an exciting moment when we ourselves start breaking away layers that's around that heart.
Right.
Through prayer, through action, through determination, through being determined that that's what you're going to do. And, you know, and it's just the heartbeat, you know, the heart.
Well, you can imagine what my granddaughter felt a few years back when listening to the heartbeat for the first time, and there were two.
Ooh. That's pretty cool.
And I have those wonderful little grandbabies. They are just amazing, identical twins, A and B. But, you know, you're right about this. And it's so important that we take a look at our heart and we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our heart to change us and cause our hearts to come into line with what God wants and to walk in peace. This whole show has been about peace. What comes after Thanksgiving besides Christmas? Peace. That's exactly right. And so we have got to change our focus. Philippians 3 is a great chapter to read and study when it talks about leaving behind the things from the past, the disappointments, the hurts, and all that, and pressing on, you know, for the high call of Christ Jesus. We never got there today, but that's what it's all about. And, you know, God the Father sent Jesus, his son, the Prince of Peace, to tell us that it's extremely important that we accept the peace that he has for us. It's a free gift. He's the Prince of Peace. And it's a free gift. We can walk in that peace, or we can choose not to walk in it. Let the peace of God reign and rule in our hearts.
There again, we're back to it's a choice.
It's a choice.
We determine whether we want that or whether we don't.
Absolutely.
I mean, I choose to want it. You know, and life is much easier when you're able to operate in that spirit of peace.
Oh, absolutely,
you know,
it is.
It's like things, you know, things don't rattle you as much as they would have if you don't have peace residing within yourself.
Absolutely. And to the person thinking, but you don't know my situation. All right. Thank God. Let's just start thanking God, because what comes after Thanksgiving is peace. So when we start thanking God for the situation we're in, no matter how difficult it might be, we know God's got an answer. He's got a blessing. He's got something he wants to teach us, something he wants to do in our lives. And as we have an attitude and a heart of thanksgiving, the peace follows. Peace follows thanksgiving.
So we need to be thankful a lot.
We do need to be more thankful for what we have and for life itself, for the people in our lives that bless us continually, for just all the things that God is doing in each of our lives. We need to be thankful. We absolutely do.
I mean, I'm thankful for my family. They've been very good to me. They've supported me through really some dark days throughout the years, many years ago. And, you know, they were there for me.
Amen. I'm thankful for the ministry of Beacon of Hope. And 15 years pastoring has been amazing. And these 10 years on the radio, I'm very thankful for the amount of Word of God that we've put out there. It's on our website, bohmglobal.com. Go there, listen to these shows. I am grateful for the radio team. We have the largest radio team now that we have ever had in all of our history. Usually we have maybe 6 or 7 on the radio team. We now have 10. And I mean, God is blessing. These are people who want to contribute like you do, Nan, like Nathan does, Pastor Jim, and all the different ones. Pastor Jim will host a show next week when I'm in Mexico, and then I'll be back 2 weeks from today. But I am grateful for the amount of word that we are able to give out. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Final comments from you, because I'm going to play that same song one more time. Did you figure that out, that I was going to do that? I've got to play that song one more time, Let the Peace of God Reign, because we got to go out of here today with that. And I want that on my heart as I get on the plane in the morning from Mexico. I want that song in my heart. So give your final thoughts. You got about 20 seconds.
Well, just back to the thing I've said a couple of times, just be careful who you surround yourself with. Surround yourself with good, godly people who trust God, who live the life, who walk the life, and you'll find that life is easier
if you
have those kind
it.
Of people in your life.
Absolutely. Nathan and Nan, you've been wonderful radio contributors today. Pray for me as I go to Mexico in the morning, as God opens doors of opportunity for ministry. And we're going out today with this same song for the third time on this show, and that doesn't happen very often. Let the peace of God reign. God bless you. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister. We'll see you in a couple weeks. And next week, Pastor Jim will be right here.
Strength.